Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh my God, this guy's gonna swing on Jim. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
My wife was looking at Rosie's phone and saw her friend, I won't say her friend's name's, like, profile. And she's like, what is this? And she goes, there was a couple emojis on there. And one of them was a peach and one of them was an eggplant.
Why? No.
I'm 90%, 99% sure that it was completely just she liked peaches and eggplant.
Eggplant, like, parmesan.
How often do you guys send the eggplant?
But the thing
more is, than I should admit.
More than I should admit.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is hour number two of Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. At the Mountains, I believe you know what to do.
And that's
crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio alongside Primetime Orsheim, who is behind the glass. Stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app and the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. You can see Matt in his Brewers jersey. He is solely here today to talk trash to Mark Tauscher when he joins the show a little bit later about first pitches. Molly Brown with us as well. We have a couple siding unlimited poll questions that you can chime in on the Carbo Stock and text line. This is more 844-770-3776. Our first one of the day, in honor of Jaden Reed and his high feelings on the Green Bay Packers, we asked the question,
Packers to the bowl, bro.
Are you as high on the Packers as Jaden Reed is right now? 52% of you say no, ain't proved it yet. 48% of you say Packers to the bowl. And then we are getting a question up here soon. Is Jordan Love the only thing that could derail the Packers season? 844-770-3776.
Would you say derail or hold back the Packers?
Derail.
Well, derail is like you're on a train to the Super Bowl.
I know what derailment means. I know the dictionary definition of derail, yes.
I forgot I wasn't talking to Matt. All right, so. Yeah. Choo-choo train goes on tracks.
I will say.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. Toot-toot.
If we're asking that question.
Matt likes trains.
It is obvious that injuries could still derail the season at the end of the day, right?
Okay, yeah. Aside from injuries.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's all like my line, bro. That's like how I navigate Jim's logic. Like, well.
Yeah.
Let me just think of all the ways that I can defend my team.
Wait, Matt, didn't you hear what Jim said? The only reason you're here today is to talk crap to Mark Tauscher. So until then, we're going to
speak for
you.
So shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I can say that to my co-host. I'm
sorry. But wait, Matt, you did wear that jersey to troll Mark a little bit, right? Today, because you're wearing your custom Brewers jersey.
I would say it was in honor of Mark to show solidarity.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I get it, man. Like, it's hard. Not everyone can throw it over the plate. Like, I can, but not everyone can.
I hope you say that to Tausch.
No.
And I hope he comes back at you and says, not everybody can block 300-pound guys from hitting a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Do you think
multiple.
You're a little nookie. Do you think Mark could pick Matt up and, like, hang him on a hanger?
Yes.
Like, you know, like the old school.
Like bully style?
Yeah, bully style.
Probably.
He would give you the gnarliest swirly ever.
Yeah. Now, if Matt fought back, no. But, like, I think Mark could physically do it.
Yeah, no. Mark would kick your you-know-what.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like, no lie.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think all the pass blocking skills would come right back in.
Mm-hmm. You just have to literally just push Matt like that a little bit.
Yeah.
Need to be in open spaces where I can move around and stay away from him.
Yeah, because I would feel like running into Tosh would be like running into a brick wall.
You know, like those, there's kids' books that are called, like, Who Would Win?
Oh, yes. My daughter loves those. My daughter loves those.
Like Deadliest Warrior?
Yeah, it really is. Like, who will win? A crocodile or a
versus
shark?
Versus a rattlesnake. Yeah. Literally.
They're actually very interesting.
They tell you a lot of facts.
They do.
But I wonder who would win, Matt Hamilton or Mark Tauscher?
We shouldn't have to wonder that. It's Mark Tauscher.
Yeah, it's pretty.
If he got his big bear paws on me, he'd break me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the 100 people versus a gorilla. Right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
God, that conversation. Goodness gracious.
And then you guys weren't on the show. Jesse,
yep.
I kind of like derailed it. It was a giraffe versus
what does derail mean?
It's something to do with a train. A choo-choo train. It was a giraffe versus a single lion. And I was like, dude, the giraffe wins like 99 times out of 100.
What? No way.
Like he runs away from it?
No, like curb stomps it.
No way. The lion just takes a bite.
You know, the neck
it.
Is like 14 feet up in the air. The lion's got to get up to its that spot. Like those legs.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't have to get the neck in
order to
defeat
it. I'm going to be honest with you. I ended up Googling it during the show, and Google AI says almost undoubtedly a single giraffe versus a single lion, it would not end well for the lion.
No way. I don't believe it.
It is true, actually.
It is.
Lions have to hunt in packs to take down giraffes.
A giraffe, yeah. It needs multiple lions.
I mean, giraffes, don't forget, like they're like 5,000 pounds.
And they don't
want to. Things are big.
And they don't want to die.
Yeah, exactly.
And those legs are. And they have hooves.
Like, I love nature and stuff, but like, I honestly don't know the point of a giraffe on this world. Like, and I'm not saying that we should, like, have them endangered or anything. I just, what
Can
is the point of a giraffe?
Existential question?
Yes.
What's the point of us?
No, there's literally, no, exactly. Like, I just, like, I don't know what a giraffe does other than, like, eat leaves of lettuce at the zoo out of your hand or, like, eat out of a tree that's really high
what
in Africa.
What about the ones that don't, what about the ones that don't live in the zoo?
They just exist.
Yeah, but,
like, we exist.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, there is no point. They're just there, like you
yeah,
and me.
It's literally, like, they're just there.
Yeah, literally, you can say that about everything on
this
planet.
You could, but
it's
we don't.
It's just there.
Yeah, you could, but we don't. I don't know.
We're all just here,
a giraffe
man.
Is just such an irrelevant animal. Like, I think they're beautiful, and
having,
I love
please.
Them.
Right? You and Jaden Reed.
Right?
All that they're having.
What animals aren't irrelevant, in your opinion?
Well, dogs are man's best friend, right?
Dogs to the bowl, bruh.
What other animals are you just willing to openly eliminate, Molly?
No. I said I love nature. I believe in endangered species.
I believe in endangered species.
Great. This is
I
where
believe
we're at.
I can come back.
This is where we're at science-wise now. We have to believe in endangered species.
Yeah.
We've gone from climate change to species now. Mm-hmm. I believe animals exist.
The earth was round. A giraffe would tip right over if it's spinning as fast as they say it is.
I don't know. I'm just so shocked that a giraffe would beat a lion. That's just like, it just seems like, what is a giraffe going to do to defend itself? Because how long would it take for the giraffe to bend its neck all the way down to like chomp on the lion?
You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I
their heads around too. Yeah, like when they fight other giraffes.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
like what do they do?
But
they
their necks are like, their like necks a, are like, they're all, like your arms. Like
what?
You don't move your neck a lot, but like the way you'd move your arm, it's not like it takes you a long.
So it's just like their
I'll
neck
pull
is
up a video
like,
on the break. It is these giraffes
crazy.
Swinging their heads at other giraffes and trying to like break them.
So yep. their neck is like what's that thing that you always say strophe looks like?
Oh, the wacky, wavy, inflatable tube.
Is that what their neck looks like?
A little bit.
Yeah, except
that's
like,
gross.
Except made out of like a tree trunk.
Yeah,
and
horns.
I was just pointing out that
tube.
Like they can move it like you'd move your arm. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's like how
I
you move
no
your
idea.
Neck. Where it's like, oh, I gotta swing this
See,
thing.
See, that's
right
what
there.
I that's
but
what
again,
I picture.
Guys, a 10-foot leg on a 5,000-pound animal is
John Madison chimes in. Giraffes have one of the deadliest kicks in the animal kingdom, easily.
How do we know this?
Because they've seen them crush lion skulls before.
All right, you're going to have to show me a video because I am having a tough time believing it.
I know, Jesse did too.
If that's the thing, then how come there's no professional sports team called like the Giraffes?
We
have the Lions.
Fierce. Ants are the strongest animal or strongest thing on the earth, right?
Yeah.
Like per nobody's the ants.
What?
Pound for pound, the strongest animal.
Yeah,
I mean, if you could only find a 1 pound ant.
Living thing, it's an insect, but like. Yeah, ants are incredible.
They can carry like 100 times their body weight.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Like an ant would beat a gorilla in a fight if you could.
If the
ant
was the same weight.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm learning a lot about the animal kingdom right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And here's the thing, and they're all important, Molly.
Yes.
Every single one of them.
Again, I just don't know what a giraffe's purpose is.
There is no purpose.
No, but like a parasite, okay? A parasite on a shark, it's there to like eat the shark's dead skin cells
off. The remora?
I you think I have an idea. No, I don't know.
This is the woman who barely thinks giraffes deserve to be alive.
Yeah.
So.
No,
it's called
a
remora fish.
No. Like,
but I get what you're saying. That's a symbiotic relationship, though. It's helping clean the...
Sure there's a reason, like, giraffes are important.
I'm sure there is a reason. I just want to know what the
also,
reason is. Do they need them just to, like, trim trees in Africa? Like, are they just a weed eater? I don't know.
The landscapers of...
that could be important.
Other
I don't know.
Countries.
Of the savannah.
Yeah.
Are they just, like, the deer of the savannah? Yeah.
It could be.
By the
Again,
way...
Again, yeah.
There is a pretty popular sports team named after deer. Bucks, one might even say.
Ah.
We're going to win this.
Okay, and?
What's the point of deer?
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of deer is. to mess up your car?
this girl.
Jump in the street? Tell me.
We're all symbiotic here, Molly. Yeah. There's everything is connected.
Yeah. We'll explain the connections later.
Okay.
John and Madison chimes back in. They can kill almost anything with one kick. Definitely any mammal. But can
That's
they kill
shocking.
An ant if they step on it?
No, yeah.
David Deerfield, could 100 strokes take down one giraffe? No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Thousand strokes couldn't
take down one giraffe.
How far would a giraffe kick Strofe if it kicked 50-yard field goal?
What's the longest field goal ever made?
Could Matt Hamilton make a longer field goal with a ball or a giraffe kicking Alex Strofe?
I'm thinking a giraffe with Alex Strofe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You have to show me a video.
I'll find something.
Do you ChatGPT a video of a giraffe kicking Alex Strofe? Or?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
That'd be kind of amazing.
No idea. Irrelevant.
It was all started because Matt or Tausch. That's an easy answer. It's Tausch.
I wonder what Tausch.
But what's like the point of Matt? You know what I mean? Like, why am I even here?
Yeah. Why?
Well, you're here to win gold medals.
Why life? You know, in general. These are all things you can learn taking philosophy classes or zoology classes or many other different classes at Madison College.
Lots of different classes at Madison College. In fact, they give you over 200 programs to choose from across 11 areas of study. That includes associate's degrees, technical diplomas, certificates, and even apprenticeships. And the best part is that it's the lowest cost per credit tuition in the region. More than 100 programs are fully eligible for financial aid, including Pell Grants. So whether you're starting fresh or building on your skills, you can do it affordably at Madison College. Start your path at madisoncollege.edu. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
It's not like a
That'd be fun.
Like not like a That'd compound, not even like one big like a compound where everyone's got their own house, you got your own thing.
Sound a little creepy.
Yeah,
a little
it's getting a little weird.
But you have to wear the white robe that's provided for you on the bed.
Actually, what I'm saying is, who's coming with me?
If it's on Jim's dime, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wear the white robe. I got it.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Jim, Matt, Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. Jim Rutledge, Matt Hamilton, Molly Brown with you. See us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Stream us with the new ESPN Wisconsin app. You can go to the App Store and like us and subscribe and give us a 4-star, 5-star review. Primetime Lore, Sean Behind the Glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. Before we get to throwing stones, I want to reset some of our Siding Unlimited poll questions. We are at a rare... Oh, it's not 50-50 anymore. A minute ago, we were at a rare 50-50, but are you as high on the Packers as Jaden Reed is? 49% of you say yes. 50.8% of you say no. And then we also posted our secondary Siding Unlimited poll question. This is a landslide no, but Packer fans are going to protect their quarterback because, as I've said before, Green Bay is more QB town than it is title town. Is Jordan Love the only thing that could derail this Packers season? Right now, 70% of you say no.
See, but I actually agree with that.
Okay.
I think that there's multiple different things, different avenues you could go with this. I think the easiest would be to say the wide receivers could be a big part
Mike
of it.
Mike is the easiest if he got hurt.
Well, okay, yes, but that was my going to...
Okay,
sorry. I mean, also, we said aside from injuries as
okay,
well, so
right,
I'm going to take that one away, but I will get to the defensive side of the ball. My first thought, I mean, if I had to come up with another thing, because I'm not saying that I agree or disagree with Jordan Love potentially being the biggest thing to derail the Packers from potentially getting to a Super Bowl, but I think another one could be the wide receivers. I mean, we saw how they all performed one the entire season last year.
Yep,
they
led most drops in the league.
Yes, led the league in drops. And then also, I mean, he was without quite a few of his receivers in that final game against Philadelphia as well. But I think that could be one. If you really wanted to look at another option besides Jordan Love. But then the other one, going to what you were saying before about the defense and how they could get figured out and how Lucas Van Ness will come down back down to earth potentially, Rashawn Gary come back down to the actual player he is because the defense and Micah Parsons and just the entire line and the corners and everybody just gets figured out, that could be another reason why.
Yeah, I don't know much about Washington's line. I think they were missing their top lineman that game, and Detroit obviously had three new starters on offensive line. So obviously, Micah Parsons is still an insane football player, but
And they're better than they would have been without him.
Right. I'm saying that, again, if you're going for the could things be mitigated a little bit as the year goes along and teams figure out their offensive line and play calling against the Packers? Possibly. Before we get to Stone, sorry, Rick in DeForest chimes in. Hey, guys, because we were talking about giraffes last segment. Hey, guys, if you remember about a decade ago, there was a lady that got to the Henry Vilas Zoo to take a selfie and got kicked from a giraffe. Earned.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get in with the animal. I don't care what animal it is. Don't get in with the animals.
What if she was just trying to go in there and figure out, like, why the giraffe existed? What it was there for? What its purpose was on the earth?
You're asking the giraffe?
I don't know.
I would kick someone, too, if you're like, what are you even here for?
Remember I got peed on by a lion on the window at the Henry Vilas Zoo?
Huh?
The lion.
Tried to pee on Molly.
Tried to pee on me.
You no, but you, okay, but when you said it the first time.
Yes.
I know I said it, okay? Yeah.
No.
But then
no,
I said
no.
Through the window.
Yeah. Nah. You're not the only one whose ears perked up.
Yeah. I know. I didn't get into the enclosure with the lion because I'm not an idiot, but I will.
You better get in with the lion than a giraffe, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. You gross. That could be a bold question.
I didn't mean that specific okay, thing. I just meant that we talked about the lion and the giraffe fighting each other.
I get you. I thought something else. Okay,
no, never mind.
No, so what happened? So basically, like, when we... You know how, like... shut up, what?
Nothing. I'm just imagining you getting beat on by a giraffe. through an enclosure, of course, because you wouldn't get in with that animal.
Yeah, obviously.
Through an enclosure.
an attempt by the giraffe.
I'm guessing there's
yes,
glass
okay,
parts.
So like
yes,
when you go to the zoo, there's like those little like walkway, whatever kind of tunnel, whatever things, mm-hmm. where it's the glass that separates you from the animal. So basically, there was a whole bunch of like families and kids and all that I was kind of waiting my turn. Whatever, the lion was just pacing back and forth the entire time, a little anxious, whatever. That group of families leave. I go up to the window right away. He sees me, he makes eye contact with me, and he pees on the window. Is it a compliment? Maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
I'm guessing the lion doesn't like you.
I'm thinking the lion was claiming you.
Like, that's what I think. Marking its territory.
Yeah, she's mine.
Which, shout out lion.
Shout out lion.
All right, not to get like specific in the zoology, do they mark their mates?
I have no idea.
Just territory.
Okay, so it's a slight, I mean, I think the lion would recognize that Molly's a living thing.
Yeah.
So like,
but like, I'm going to eat her.
He might not have even seen me. I literally might have just walked up at the wrong time. But I would rather have that than get kicked in the face by a what was
giraffe.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. You think you'd live through the
lion,
the former? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the latter.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a story to tell either way.
I mean, if you survive the giraffe,
yeah.
From what I'm learning.
Wild a bit.
2,000 pounds of pure force, right. According to Steve on the YouTube stream.
844-770-3776. Carbon Stock Text Line list is more. What animal would you get an enclosure with?
Oh, God. None.
What?
And none? I no.
Penguins?
No.
Penguins.
No, because they'd still probably... No. They're a bird. Birds. I don't like birds.
That is an astute observation, Molly. They are birds.
Molly's zoology hour has been really entertaining, guys.
Like, this isn't a joke either. Like this isn't a bit.
Like otters.
You don't like birds?
Seem no. But otters. They could bite you, though, I feel like. Otters could be.
Otters are mean.
Yeah, I thought they were kind of mean.
Yeah.
What about like...
heebie-jeebies.
Manatees are not. People swim, like manatees are nice. Like if there was, I mean, a zoo up here wouldn't have a manatee, but like if there's a manatee in a zoo, which I feel like is a thing.
I mean, that'd be an aquarium.
Aquarium.
If we're getting really technical.
Well, no, because there are like the Milwaukee Zoo has an aquarium though.
Right. Okay. So if there's an adjoined
Would you get in with the fish? Like they have the little fish of Lake Michigan? Would you get into that swimming area at Milwaukee County Zoo?
I'm not getting in their habitat, no. I'm not going into those waters, quite literally.
Have you swam in Lake Michigan? Then you already have.
Once. Yeah. Literally once.
Then you
in my
already
life.
Have.
I hate the idea of being in large bodies of water with fish.
You sound like my children who
get
are
it.
12
Molly's
or 8.
The same way though, right?
Yeah, no, I hate fish.
The girls will like they freak out because we go fishing in the same lake that then I'll like try to get them to go swimming. Every year I'm like, get over it. They want nothing to do with you. You are a giant compared to them. Yeah. They are scattered so far.
But
what
if there's a giant fish?
Exactly.
We caught like a northern. I go up north for my little fishing trip. Yeah. Great lake. We go fishing. I caught like not a giant northern, like 24-inch northern. But
northern
my wife
disgusting.
Was like, that is swimming around me when I'm swimming. I'm like, not swimming around you. It's probably keeping its distance from you.
Yeah.
All right. But here's the thing. Up at Fox Lake. Like a couple of years ago, somebody got bit by a muskie. Gross.
I have heard like if you've got like an ankle charm or things like that, flashy things, like that's what might attract them to take an exploratory bite.
Timon Oregon's going with the they're kind of, what are they? They're like Pokebars or something like that.
Capybara.
Yes. Capybaras, yes. He typed in Pokebars. Capybaras is what we're looking for. Yeah, those, I feel like those are chill.
Yeah, those are the animals that make friends with every other animal.
That's what he said he would join.
Yeah.
He would get in there.
That'd be
that.
A good one.
Do you guys have one? Like, there's not one animal that comes to mind when I'm like, oh yeah, I'd get an enclosure.
I got to share this though. Ryan, our psychedelic advisor, I kind of want him to call on the story, but I can tell you with firsthand knowledge, because I traveled with a circus when I was younger. This only gets better.
Yeah.
The urine from a lion or tiger stinks almost as bad as a skunk. So the more you know.
Their urine smells almost as bad as a
skunk.
Oh,
skunking you, spraying you.
Yeah, when they're marking, they're
drink
actually
more
like,
water,
concentrated.
Right, Ryan? Too much asparagus.
Too much asparagus for that lion.
We're getting into too many pee stories right now, Molly. We got to move on.
I will always remember the funniest story I remember at some sort of zoo, where my brother, I'll just never forget it. He was like, he got too close. I don't know if it was a donkey or a horse or what, but he like was too close to the beam behind it. And it had a block off area, but somehow was able to kick through the gate, like the gap in the gate.
Okay.
Kicked my brother's like standing there. And I look over and I just see wham, a hind leg just kicked my brother back like 5 feet because he just got kicked. He was like 8 years old.
That's terrifying.
It was so funny. It's like, it's just burned into my brain forever.
Does he have any like scars?
Not physical.
Well, I knew a girl that got kicked in the head by a horse, and she literally had like a dent in her head. Like, that's how crazy it was.
A giraffe is just an oversized horse, Molly.
Which I had no idea. They did not seem that athletic.
If you want to be athletic, you can go to Carbon World Health. Maybe you can even fight a giraffe with the workout regimen they got going on there. You also can ask them about GLP-1s. You can ask them about hormone replacement treatment. So many great options at Carbon World Health. So go visit them today. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Tauscher coming up next.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
So, random Marlin player, yeah. Dan Ugla.
All that's going through my head right now is U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
I'll give you another one real quick before we get to our side of the poll question.
You ugla. You ugla.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, Jim Rutledge.
Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer.
Matt Hamilton. Help me out. Who is that?
Wisconsin football analyst.
Don't take the mound if you don't think you're comfortable with it, and no one's going to remember if you rifle one in as perfect. Everyone will remember if it's terrible.
Mark Tauscher on Jim, Matt, and Molly is brought to you by Chalmers Jewelers. Chalmers Jewelers, with locations in Middleton and downtown Madison.
Mark Tauscher is brought to you by Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. Madison's locally owned, Madison's family owned, and Madison's custom jeweler, Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. Normally I ask the first question, Mark, but very rare do we have the opportunity to talk to two people who have thrown out first pitches at AmFam Field. So, Matt, I'll let you hash it out with Mark on the experience first, because you two are peers in that way, that you both have done it.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Hope everything's going good for you so far today. I want to know, how were the jitters when you took the field? Because I know personally, I did not expect to be that nervous, and I got very, not quite overwhelmed, but I was very whelmed. How was it feeling for you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was definitely nervous. I knew kind of going into it that I was, you know, and I said this on our show yesterday, pre-pitch, that I was probably 50-50 I was going to get it to the plate. Obviously, that percentage is way down after today. But, yeah, you're doing something. I have not thrown a baseball outside of practicing a little bit on Monday. I had thrown a baseball from 60 feet in, you know, quite a while. So I expect to be better. I was obviously very disappointed in my performance yesterday, and you know, I sucked. I don't think there's any other way to put it. I absolutely sucked.
That said, though, the whole pageantry around it is quite a good time.
So just for reference, and Jesse showed me a video. You threw a strike, correct?
No, I probably would have chinned a left-handed batter.
Okay, Mark, full disclosure. Matt's been like talking like he's batter. Like Nolan Ryan when he threw out his first pitch. Now when you got Mark on the phone, you're like, well, no.
No, I mean, it would have knocked
maybe
the batter out
Tauscher
cold, but the batter would have been in
Yeah, I mean, because listen, man, you're right. I mean, obviously, you'd be better off. I don't know if you're better off airmailing it. I mean, it depends how you look at it. You want to throw a strike. You want to get it there. You either throw a strike or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's style points with everything in life. And yeah, my style point sucked. No argument for me on that. Would it have been better if I just lobbed it and it short hopped? In the grand scheme, the ball bounced. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't going to be pretty either way. I would have liked to have seen kind of how you threw it, where you really whipped it and had a little movement. That would have been ideal, but I probably would have needed to do that 10 years ago if that was going to be the case.
That's true. So, Mark, would you, if you had to do it again, like say you got a redo.
Yep.
And nobody remembered the original, would you still take the top of the mound?
Absolutely. No, I'm not. You don't go out there. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
I just heard your advice coming in. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Like, I don't understand. Like, if you're old and, you know, I guess like me, if you're starting to, you know, wear down a little bit, maybe that's the smart play to do. But then don't do it unless it's for, you know, a charity or for a cause. Yeah, if I was asked and I decided to go back, I would 100% do the same thing. I just hopefully I'd execute better than what I did.
It kind of stinks, though, that you went right after Greg Gard, who had a pretty
dang
good pitch.
I thought I'd go before Greg. I knew Greg was, throwing first. And actually what really threw me, because I was going to kind of not ethos it, but I was going to make sure I got it there and, you know, maybe bounce it in front of the mound or in front of the plate. And then there was a kid before that threw absolute gas, like a 16 or 17-year-old kid. And then Gardo goes out and just absolutely, I don't know if it's a strike, but it was, he had good pop. And then I thought, as I was walking out there, I dapped up Greg. I was like, I got to try to rip this thing. And, you know, obviously I did.
So that was the thought, like, I'm going to not get it over the plate anymore.
I wanted to, like, relive the old days and let something, I wanted to let it fly. I think
Matt LaFleur would have told you to let it rip too.
Yeah, and you know, with all that said, I mean, yes, it was a horrible pitch. I'm not trying to say it wasn't. It did get there, and it was a one. I don't know if you'll ever see a first pitch that on one bounce gets to home plate. I don't know if you'll see that again. Maybe you will, but I would say it would be few and far between that could throw it hard enough to do the rock skip where it actually does get to home plate. Whether or not people want to do that, I would think probably not. I said it was a heck of a cricket pitch.
Yep.
I'll stand by that.
All right.
Hey, I love Tasha's trying to Ted Lasso it, you know? Mm-hmm. One, be a goldfish, but well, also, like, look at the optimistic side of it. You know, no, I love it.
Yeah, what am I going to do here? Sit here and just beat myself up for throwing a horrible
no.
first
yes.
pitch?
No,
I got
just
plenty
kidding.
Of people doing that. I post, check social media, check KBN, check our own accounts on our station. I got plenty of people doing that. I can do that to myself, too, but why on earth would I do that? I have plenty of other people.
I look like this, and Matt's thrown out multiple ones. Honestly, I just think it's one of the coolest things you could ever say you did, to do it at any game, but also a professional game, the home state team, too.
Yeah,
it's just cool to say you did it.
I had thrown out two prior,
okay,
and they were obviously, I don't know if I'd say they were strikes, but they weren't as bad as last night. So, you know, whether or not I want to say I'm 66%, whatever it is, yeah, last night sucked. There's no other way it's been.
Well, the bright side is the Brewers won, and when I pitched, the Brewers had also won, so I basically took credit for that win. So I think you can also take a little bit of credit in that Brewers win yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not going to take any credit for that. I will say, and I said this, the rest of the day was absolutely awesome. Like, it was a great day outside of the first pitch and then the kind of the walk of shame down the right field line, you know, having people razz me a little bit as I was walking out of the stadium to our seats. So, you know, there's good and bad with everything. Obviously, that was not my best.
The Browns, that's the Packers got coming up here. They stink. The Packers are obviously one of the best teams in all of football. The Browns have scored 33 points. They've given up 58 points. Both sides could eat, but which side do you think could have a bigger game against the Browns, the Packers' offense or their defense?
I think the defense is good. I would think that the Browns' defense will, you know, be able to hold up. They obviously have one of the best. You know, Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett are, you know, the two, I would say, the most dominant pass rushers that the NFL has. I'm sure there's other people you could throw in that mix, but they're not going to be ahead of him. I would think that they'll be able to, you know, do some things on defense early if they can hold up against the run. I don't know where Cleveland – we just went against two of the better offenses in the league, and they struggled immensely. I don't know where Cleveland is going to find offense in this game. So I would think, you know, if they gave up more than 10 points, I would be shocked on Sunday. It just feels like this defense is humming and that offense is not. And when you combine those two things, that typically means good things are going to happen.
Think of shutouts on the table, because Joe Flacco with Micah Parsons coming after him, or Van Ness or Gary, seems like something out of his own personal nightmare.
I think it's going to be a tough day for Joe. I think it'll be a tough day for, you know, unless they, I don't know how well they rush the football. I haven't, you know, broke down film on them, but I would think it's going to be a very long day for Joe Flacco and the Browns offense. I don't know what avenue they're going to go down, who their playmakers would be that, and if they can hold up blocking these guys. I think it's going to be very difficult for any team. And I think the Browns obviously are struggling on the offensive side of the ball. So, yeah, I think a shutout is 100% on the table. It's just really hard to do, especially if there's a fluke play, a special teams play, or when you have a defense and a player like Myles Garrett, there's always that opportunity for a strack or some big defensive turnover that can maybe set you up for points too.
Tausch, how concerned are you now that the Packers are going to be without Jaden Reed for basically an indefinite amount of time?
I think you're concerned, but you know, if you look at the roster as a whole and you start wondering, you know, where could you afford to have someone that's, you know, a high caliber player go down, I think wide receiver is, you know, Christian Watson will be back sooner than you think. And you have a first round pick that, you know, a lot of people are very high on. Jaden Reed has a really good skill set. I think you'll be able to find, between Savion Williams and Matthew Golden, I think you can find enough production that you'll be able to weather that storm. And hopefully, now that Jaden Reed is, you know, going to be able to get his foot fixed and his collarbone, you hope that he'll be ready and back and be able to produce even at a higher level, you know, when he does return, if it's December or January or whatever it is.
Xavier McKinney came out and basically said that he doesn't want to get too high as a player in terms of like where the Packers are at thus far in the season with the success that they've had, going 2-0 now, just saying that there's basically a lot of season left and you haven't won a Super Bowl yet. As a player, how difficult is it to stay like level-headed and not get too excited seeing your team being talked about as one of the best teams in the NFL?
Yeah, it's tough. That's what, you know, Nick Saban would call it, rat poison. That's the hardest part, and I remember Mike McCarthy at one point saying, you know, the hardest thing to do in the NFL is to handle success. So this team, everybody is raving about this team, right? Everybody's saying all the, you know, all the right things, and that they're, you know, they're dominating this, and the defense is this. So that's going to be, I think, a big concern if I'm Matt LaFleur, especially when you're playing a team, your heavy favorites on the road. How you can, you know, keep the team kind of level-headed throughout that and not let them get into it with all of the media exposure that you have. It'll be a huge challenge, but that's where you look for a mature football team. And this team's young and they have not done this at a high level for a while. So that's where I think you'd feel a lot better about it.
Mark, Badger football, they obviously did not have the game they wanted against Alabama. And I'm hopeful this team goes out and throttles Maryland or wins by 10 or more, so it looks like they really bounce back, because Maryland's not a good football team. Obviously, a win's a win, but winning by like 3 is just not going to feel satisfying. Losing would indicate that this whole thing might be off the rails. So are you looking for Wisconsin to come out and how they respond after that Alabama game at home against Maryland? Because I think that's the key to this season, is the Badger players bouncing back mentally to be able to handle a team they should beat at Maryland at home.
Yeah, this is a huge week. There's no doubt about it. I think everybody is kind of probably a little bit on edge because of the way, you know, the season has started. And I think offensively we've struggled to do a lot of things that I think we anticipated we would. But, yeah, this is a huge week. I think this team and I think this fan base, everybody is kind of looking for, where are we? And what's the rest of this season going to look like? And I think, you know, I think Saturday is going to give you a really good indication. You have a bye, you empty the bucket, you kind of see where you're at as a team, and then you get to regroup heading into the, you know, the real meat of your schedule. So this week, I don't think you can underestimate how important it, first off, just getting a win. I would probably disagree with you a little bit. I don't mind if this is a 6-point win and they play a lot better. I will feel fine with that because you don't know where we're at quarterback wise. How healthy is Billy? Is he going to play? You know, we have to find all of that out yet. But if you're playing with a backup quarterback, Maryland, this isn't, you know, I know everybody looks at Maryland a certain way. Maryland has beaten some teams. They beat a Northern Illinois team that I think is okay. And the challenge is there for them to go out and just find a way to win. It would be awesome if it was a beautiful, you know, just a complete beatdown. But I don't know if that's where we're at. I think just finding a way to win is what we're looking for.
So earlier this week, Jim had mentioned that this is kind of, if the Badgers lose, like the pin is pulled on the Luke Fickell era. There's some danger that they could have to blow this up. Like, I didn't quite buy that, but I don't know as much as Jim about Badger football, so I want to defer to you, the real expert. How do you feel about Luke Fickell's role in this Badgers organization if they do happen to lose to Maryland?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, you could say that if you lose to Maryland, everybody's going to be on high alert. That would be 100% accurate, but there's a lot of games. There's a lot of schedule left, and there's a lot of games. Now, would you be confident that we can go into Michigan, go into Oregon, and beat those teams and beat Ohio State? Probably not. I think if there's some struggles this weekend, I think there's going to be more doubt that creeps in. So I understand what Jim is saying, but there's a lot of season left, and I think even if, you know, things go sideways this Saturday, you can still regroup. What are the odds of that? They're probably not as high as you would think. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's about the eighth time now. It's a huge game on Saturday for everybody, and I think for Luke Fickell included.
Last thing we have from you is Primetime chimes in. So you're asking about the Terrapins specifically. So, Matt, apparently Matt and Jesse did a little conversation last week when Molly and I were out of who would win in a fight, a giraffe or a tiger.
Lion.
Lion, excuse me. Then we learned that it makes a huge difference. But, like, then we learned that someone in Madison got in the Henry Vilas Zoo, a person got in there and tried to take a selfie with a giraffe, and they were kicked. So Ryan wanted to know if you would get into a zoo enclosure with any animal or maybe at least a terrapin in honor of the Maryland terrapins coming to town.
Yeah.
Would I get in a cage with an animal?
Like an enclosure, yeah, like at the zoo, yeah.
No. Why would you want to do that? Like, now, the thing I'd want to do is fire a watermelon at a hippo and watch the hippo eat the watermelon. That would be,
yeah.
Like, if you let me go into a zoo and do one thing, that's what I would do.
Does it catch it?
As far as the other stuff.
No, you just put it in their mouth.
See, the jaw strength of a hippo is like an unbelievable thing to see.
Wait,
and I'd love to see that.
I'm picturing it like kids when they try to like catch grapes with their mouth. That's what I picture, like the watermelon with
I'm
the
picturing like a pumpkin launch. You launch a watermelon. Yeah,
I don't know if it's that easy, Molly, but I know it's definitely like a just a complete ridiculous amount of power that their jaw has, and that would be what I'd want. I don't have any interest in like jumping in a cage with a lion or and do you like living? If you
right,
like
yeah.
living, I don't know why you would do that.
Tosh, is that where Mike McCarthy got his motivational techniques from? Hippos eating watermelons?
Why do you ask that?
Because that was his motivation with the Cowboys, right? When he smashed watermelons in the daily ahead of time.
No, I think, what's that?
Gallagher.
What's
that? Gallagher. Gallagher, yeah.
Gallagher. I think that was, he saw, I would bet Mike went to like a Gallagher show, saw that and thought this would be cool. And by the way, I think anytime watermelon smashed, it's kind of cool.
That might be the most satisfying fruit to see smashed would be a watermelon.
Yeah. I don't know what would be better.
What other fruits are you thinking about? Never mind.
What, coconut? Is a coconut a fruit?
Yeah.
I think so.
That'd be a crack, though, yeah, not a smash.
Yeah, grape would be more a squish.
Tough. Yep, for sure.
All right, Mark, we'll let you go on that.
Thank you.
Perfect. See ya.
That's Mark Dallas. Here's Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
So now they're basically saying you can have an elite defender, like edge rusher, and like, you know, quarterback tackler, but without the elite quarterback, it's not enough.
Quarterback tackler? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
That's their. That's what Micah Parsons is. He's not a run stop guy.
Jordan Love is a ball thrower. What are we saying?
He is. That is facts.
It's word salad.
Oh my gosh. I am embarrassed.
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Ryan's been on point with the bump backs. In honor
okay,
of our
I didn't know what the...
You didn't know the song, Molly Brown?
No, I know the song. I just didn't know like what the reference was.
We've talked about giraffes for like the entire show.
We've been talking about every animal in the African...
Savannah.
What is the song called?
Africa. Hold on.
By Toto.
Oh, okay.
By Toto, yes.
You didn't know that?
No.
Do you know this is just playing on repeat somewhere in Africa? Some guy like set up like a speaker and a like solar panel.
It's like a biosphere.
Yeah, it's just Africa by Toto playing on repeat in Africa somewhere.
That's fantastic. All right, before we get to, we have a special guest for Throwing Stones. We'll get to them in a second. But go be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Millions of dollars and won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. But Ryan, a psychedelic advisor shared a story about traveling with a circus and the strong smell of big cat urine. Let's get to Stones. Let's get to Ryan.
Some takes are cooler than others.
You know this kid is as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Some opinions are just cooler than the rest.
Now what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold!
And if you keep it chill, then it's a cold take.
Chill out.
I'm chill. I'm chill as a cucumber, man.
I'm always the coldest.
This is Throwing Stones, presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's chillest Kia dealership.
All right, Ryan, go ahead and share your story with us.
Well, when I was younger, my mom's cousin owned a circus. And so when I would travel with them during the summer times, like, people would try to, like, always get close to the animals. And the lions and tigers didn't like it. So what they would do is they would just, like, turn their backs to you and they would just spray people down. And I'm telling you, it stinks so bad. And the other thing that would happen is we had two baby African elephants that would, if you get too close to them, they would run at you and they would bunt you with their trunks, and they would like fly you up in the air. Like I got bunted once because I was not paying attention to where they were at.
Is bunted the proper term?
But, yeah.
How far flying do you go?
Getting bunted. I flew up in the air a few feet. I mean, it's more like shocking than it is like hurting. It's just weird. You know, you get bunted by a baby elephant. You know.
How are you alive?
That's a great story.
I mean, I've lived a weird life, trust me.
I mean, he is our psychedelic advisor.
That's fair. So what you're saying, though, is I should not feel flattered that the lion peed when it saw me.
No, they don't. It means they don't like you. Like, you need to back up is what it means.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
They were threatened by you, Molly. Yeah.
As they should be. Well, no.
Yeah,
I mean,
never
mind. Not like that. I was just trying to like hype myself up, and came out wrong.
You're gonna say you can take a lion?
You're not gonna bite a lion?
Yeah, it should be afraid of Maui Brown.
Ryan, thanks for that note for a special guest appearance
on
the Throwing Stones. Right. There,
I thought you said Bed Bath and Beyond. I was like, what?
Well, that's where we meet, Molly.
Yeah, it's where you guys carpool
when we go on road trips.
Yes,
yeah. That's Bath and Body Works.
Yes,
totally different.
Do you guys wish you ever traveled with a circus like Ryan did? Like, the idea of that just seems like such a storybook thing. Like it just doesn't sound real.
Like a week. I don't want to go. I don't want it too much.
Like all summer?
No.
Like, you're talking about no way.
What would you most want to be at the
circus?
But
at the same time, he said as a kid he did it.
The bearded lady? Like, see, as a kid, it would be cool.
Honestly,
be like, wow,
I feel
really
like
cool.
He, like, that's like the plot of a children's story.
Yes.
It is. There's like multiple.
Yes. That's a Mark. Isn't that like a Mark Twain book? It feels like one.
There's definitely a Disney movie.
He travels the Mississippi River, but not with a circus.
No,
there's definitely a circus Disney movie.
He paints a fence.
Dumbo?
Well, there's Dumbo, but there's another one.
Fakes his own death? I love the Huckleberry Finn and Tom stories from Mark Twain.
All I remember is them painting a fence.
Yep, they had to paint a fence. They faked their own death. Traveled a river.
The Greatest Showman? There's that.
Love The Greatest Showman.
Dumbo?
Hugh Jackman.
I think it is Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know.
Dumbo's a weird movie. When is
so
the last time
much
you've
darker.
Seen, yeah. When was the last time you've seen Dumbo? Dumbo, like,
couldn't tell you.
Probably 2 years ago.
Stoned. Like,
I don't, what?
Yeah, he like they like. Do they get him drunk? I forget what happens, but there's a really weird.
Yeah, they
scene
drink. They drink a bunch of what seems like beer.
Yeah, and then Dumbo's
they
like
have
tripping.
More like hallucinations. Yeah.
Does he drink it with his nose?
Yeah, yeah. And he trips. he trips hard in the middle of the movie.
Did you guys hear what he said in the extended edition of the movie?
Chuck us to the bowl, bro.
Yeah.
We're back at it tomorrow. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.
See ya, bruh.
All right, Matt, you're getting kind of annoying.